Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Our Matrix server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
To declare your independence on the Free Talk Live Network.
It's time for Declare Your Independence with Ernest Hancock.
Believe me when I say we have a difficult time ahead of us. But if we are to be prepared for it, we must first shed our fear of it. I stand here without fear because I remember that I am here not because of the path that lies before me, but because of the path that lies behind me. I remember that for 100 years we have fought these machines. And after a century of war, I remember that which matters most. We are still here! Let us make them remember. We are not afraid!
The beautiful fear here on the Clarion. Independence, me, Ernest Hancock, on the Free Talk Live Network on Genesis. We're continuing our conversation with Tone Vaze, a Bitcoin maximalist. You can get hold of Tone at Tone Vaze, TONEVAYS.com, and he'll explain it to you. But we have a lot of questions, and the time is now to learn more with Tone Vaze right now. There is going to be competing philosophical, accomplish the same thing, crypto kind of transmit of information of you can't stop it and it's secure and whatever. Well, then you get, you know, things like proof of stake and proof of coverage, you know, like with, what was it they called it? You know, some kind of, you know, coverage that you have in a mesh network kind of thing. Was it Helium? Yeah, I thought that was interesting. Then you have proof of stake. And then you got proof of work, like with Bitcoin. And then, like with Qortal, Qortal, I don't know if you ever heard of that. It's a web replacement, and they're just totally off of DNS. They're going to do their own internet. They're really far along with it. We're going to be pushing that more. And they do proof of time. You can't buy your way into it. You can't, you know, get a gazillion miners. You can't have a big pool. You can't. It's all about individual nodes and how much time they have put in to securing the network. So I've been, for 2 years, I've been running, you know, a laptop I got over there to get me leveled up in time. And you go to 10 levels. I think I'm just about ready to hit level 5. And you get portions of the block. And I just thought the concept was really cool. It's proof of time. How long? How many blocks have you helped with? How much, you know, support for the nodes have you been with your computer? And you get this kind of reward. I go, that's a cool concept. When you have miners that are the ones that determine whether there's going to be lower transaction fees or not, guess what? That ain't what they want. And they're going to want whatever the hell it is they want that's going to give. And we need the speed of whatever 1 megabyte block. Okay? Well, then the transaction fees are going to go high. And they're going, God, that's not a bug. That's a feature, you know? So I'm going, this is, it's not going to be what the promise was from the beginning. Years before you and I met, we were all excited about, because we were starting to push silver. And we had the silver dime cards and silver and get all aboard the silver bullet love train and all that kind of stuff. Get all aboard the love train. And it was all silver thing. Well, when Bitcoin came in, for the same reasons we were pushing the use of silver, we could see that blockchain, and Bitcoin in particular, which was the only one at the time, was going to be that opportunity to democratize, to decentralize down to the individual. When you started to see, for the interest of the collective, the miners, the ones that had a financial incentive to keep it the way it is now, they took away the goal of it being bubblegum money or the people's currency or people money. It's just like, here come the bankers, and they're rationalizing, telling me why the central bank has to be in charge of, because. And I'm going, I see. Well, why do you think there's all these other cryptocurrencies? You know, here you get all the, probably get Monero and R and, Epic Cash and all this other stuff I get everybody going on about. And I'm going, the ones that supply that feature, as we go into things like now, in the last few weeks or something, Bitcoin transactions have gone up to $37. And I'm like, holy crap. And it's always when you need it the most. It's when you want to trade it the most. It's when you want to cash out the most. We just bought land out here. We're getting ready to build. Well, I got some crypto. I got a Cassatius coin that I just kept for numismatic value because it had the wrong spelling on it and whatever. It's got a Bitcoin on it. That one Bitcoin. Everything else I put into other cryptos, but I have that one Bitcoin. When I need it, and I got a deal on that backhoe. I'm gonna buy that and a bunch of other equipment. It's time to liquidate my Cassatius. And then, how much is it going to be? How long do I got to wait on the transaction? How much is it going to cost? And I go, $70,000. Yeah, pay $60 for a transaction. All right, whatever. And I'm feeling that, do I want to get out of it and put it into other cryptos? Because, Bitcoin Cash is at 622 now, and hell, just a few months ago it was 200 or something. So, it's really, gone up quite a bit. Would have been better to do that. Because I always mined, Litecoin and then converted it into Bitcoin Cash, or I just mined Bitcoin Cash. So my thing was, I looked for the principled argument for it being decentralized down to the individual user can use it. Now you're saying, well, it's not as secure, it's not as something, it's, more centralized because of whatever the reason, but if it doesn't have the capability of being used by the people, the little people out there in transactions to be a currency, then I don't see its long-term value to freedom or to the people or in commerce. It will swiftly move to the one that wins, which may be a year, 10 years, whenever from now, is when I'm able to have in my wallet, on my phone, whatever, I just go bing, 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 bing. It's what I use on Amazon. It's what I use at Walmart. It's what I use at the gas station. When that happens, the value is going to shoot to the moon. And the reason I gave up a chunk of silver to get my initial batch of Bitcoin that, I wind up spending, was when I was at the Consumer Electronics Show in 13, 14, whatever it was, that they had a big Bitcoin crypto area up there, was because I saw the points of sale devices that were accepting crypto. The point is that, the NCR cash registers at mom and pa restaurants, because I knew that within about 8 years, from 3 to 8 years, every mom and pa, outlet or whatever is going to upgrade their point of sale for their pizza restaurant, for their retail outlet, for everything. Every strip mall, every big box center, everything is going to be shifting over to be able to do digital currencies. When that, I could see the industry going that way, I'm going, woohoo! Oh, give me some Bitcoin! So I traded, I traded in silver, but it was 16 ounces of silver per Bitcoin. As I remember, it was 250 Bitcoin and silver, is that whatever the heck it was. So I'm going, all right, it's about in the teens there, 14, 16, something like that, per Bitcoin. Because I priced my Bitcoin in ounces of silver. A dollar, you're right, I don't care. So I go, ounces, and then it shot up. I got, 144 ounces of silver per Bitcoin. Then it went up to, whatever, I don't even keep track anymore. So I'm going, okay, I chose wisely. Because if I sell that, I get a crap load more silver than what I bought it for, so I'm good. I didn't even use the dollar. But the thing that I was investing in was its currency aspects, the capability. That is what I saw. When they took that away, I don't need it anymore, I'll go get one that does, Bitcoin Cash or any one of the others. Because when that becomes a currency for people to use as the goal, that is what's going to make it shoot to the moon. What Bitcoin has happened to it now, it has been suppressed as much as it's $70,000. Yeah, it could have been $700,000 if you guys would have got it, the focus of it being currency. So you've missed out on that opportunity, certainly for me, you know. So what are you bolstering your success on? Because you got it shoehorned into the legacy banking system. You got some bank that's doing it. And if you want cheap transactions, you go on Lightning Network that will have its own, you know, thing and centralized of you got your Bitcoin on that chain of Pizza Hut's, you know, trading chain that'll settle on the main blockchain someday, maybe. You know, the focus of what the promise was in the beginning of it being the people's money and not the hedge fund manipulation money, just like they turned silver and gold into paper, you know, online. Do you think silver really is only worth $25 or something? Hell no. It's going to go to the moon when? When it bypasses all of this control from Wall Street. When it, you know, breaks away from the banks. And what happens? Russia and China and a bunch of other people are just stocking up on precious metals. It is going to get ugly. The dollar is going to go away. And without the ability of transaction, the value of Bitcoin, I don't think it's going to be able to survive one that is focused on transaction costs and for the people to use it as a currency. I think you're missing out on a big, giant opportunity, and I just get to use my pronouns in the future, which are, I told you so, okay? I'm just putting that, you know, there. Your response to that tone.
Sure. Well, we disagree there, right? Because we don't know what the future would have been, but
that's right.
I'm on the other side. If small transactions were prioritized in such a dangerous way as to create a hard fork, I think Bitcoin would have been in serious trouble. And it may not exist today. Like it could have died. Because remember, Bitcoin Cash is going to die. And the reason is mining. If Bitcoin Cash doesn't significantly go up in price, nobody will mine it, and its security fails. And then what does Roger Ver do? Well, because it's such a centralized project, they're going to turn it into proof of stake, just like Ethereum did. Ethereum removed mining and turned it into proof of stake because Ethereum is centralized. Bitcoin Cash and Litecoin and all these other proof of work coins are going to do the same thing eventually. Because if the price of your crypto isn't rising, the mining of that crypto fails. And it had Bitcoin gone the way of big blocks, I think the price of Bitcoin would be significantly lower, completely endangering the mining infrastructure.
Okay, we definitely.
And then I don't know what I would be doing.
I definitely. Because yes. The thing is that it's the hashing that goes towards the mining. You know, people turn on their computers because they, you know, can make more than the energy it costs to do it, or, you know, they anticipate it's going to go up and will pay for the cost of doing it, you know, from before. So it's, if you have the philosophical faith in a cryptocurrency that is the people's money being used and that will increase its value, well, then you'll want to mine it. And if you have it going up in price, which it always does when you have the popularity of like Bitcoin's going up, and what happens? You know, people are starting to do transactions, getting in, the fees go up. So then it starts to go over. They go, wow, this Bitcoin Cash thing, you know, works pretty damn good. And it's going up. You know, the investment in the concept of it being a people's money, of a bubblegum currency, that right there gives it value and increases the reward for mining and getting the transaction fees and the block reward and all this other stuff. So you're going, and if people leave it and they don't mine it, well, then it becomes easier to mine. It's self-regulating. There's no central command. So I understand your arguments as like a, on a used car lot, You know, it's got really good brakes. And I am just, from the beginning, you know, years before you and I met, the value that had cryptocurrency in general and Bitcoin in particular, because it was the first to market, was the concept that you could have transactional money freedom going to the market at the farmer's market on the corner of Park and Swap, and that you were able to directly transfer value from this phone to that, and you're done. No central command. Nobody can say you can't do it. Then they'll go on. I've had guys on dark data services or whatever saying, look, man, I just want you guys, your audience, to know that I'm tracking Bitcoin transactions down to the device. And I get paid by corporations and governments to find. So when you say anonymous, it isn't anonymous as you guys think. So then they start saying, well, it's pseudo-anonymous. So then I got to look up the word pseudo. What the hell does pseudo mean? It means not. So it's not anonymous. Well, it's a choice of being anonymous. If you do it right and you kind of know, well, grandma is not being anonymous, I guarantee you that. So I'm going, all right, well, anonymity at a default position would be nice. You know, that's cool. But, you know, I'm kind of, you know, whatever. But my focus was always that it be a currency that you can use in every day to get my coffee. But if it's not that, then it has much less value to me. Because I want a store of value. I want a store of value of silver, gold, touchy-feely, copper pipe, you know, Portland cement, building a house if I buy guns, ammo, and a freaking backhoe. That's of value to me. You know, I have even more useful value. That's, you know, what I would invest in. But as something that I want to hold as something I can spend, that I can use, I need it to be a currency. Well, and you're confirming this, that Bitcoin has abandoned that for the idea of big companies and hedge funds and countries and all that. Fine, you do you, and we'll see. And I'm glad that we get to have this conversation, because I see the value in bubblegum money. And if it's not going to be that, well, then I got to find one that is. So that's what I think the competition is. What is the share of the market value of Bitcoin now? That's a tone vase question.
About 1.4 trillion. It's about the same as silver.
So that's, you know, substantial. It's not like, you know, a lot, but I mean, you know, it's as much as silver. So I mean, you know, that's cool. What do you see it going to be? Is cryptocurrency or Bitcoin in particular, you're saying 5 years, 10 years, it's going to be the dominant value, a flow of value, or something else will, or it never will, or what?
No, I'm still super bullish. I think in the next 3 to 4 years is going to challenge the market cap of gold.
Why?
Because more and more people are going to realize the usefulness of Bitcoin. Yes, Ernie, it is used for transactions, just not small ones. But unconfiscatability, again, store of value, expectation of speculation, that its price is going to go higher. See, one of the problems with something like Bitcoin Cash or Doge is that, yes, people may speculate on Doge short term, but no one is buying Doge for, you know, holding it for the next 5-10 years. No one is buying Ethereum. Well, you are, but you're in the minority here, right? You may hate Wall Street, but they are and big corporations, but they are buying Bitcoin with the anticipation of holding it for decades to come. That isn't happening in these other cryptocurrencies. So by default, Bitcoin has way higher probability of rising in price over the long term. Over the short term, sure, Doge can outperform Bitcoin for 6 months. Bitcoin Cash can outperform Bitcoin for a few months. Something like Solana can outperform Bitcoin for a few years. But as you extend the timeline, everything will underperform against Bitcoin on the longer timeline. And that is why big corporations and big money are not going to touch these other cryptos. Now, that's an advantage for those that are buying Bitcoin because of people like Michael Saylor and the ETFs. And as Bitcoin goes up in price, it becomes more secure. The mining, more interest in mining, more people mining. So everything goes well when the price rises.
You know, this is a really good philosophical test mile marker in this. Tone and I had these conversations, and I don't mind having a countering viewpoint so we can, you know, make some predictions and see what's up. I am of the opinion that in the future, Bitcoin will be rivaled because of the currency aspect. You're saying it can't be rivaled because of the security aspect, that it is the faith in numbers for Bitcoin of they, them, those with other people's money and, you know, pensions or investments or hedge funds or whatever the heck, they're going to be moving into Bitcoin, which will give it more value. And I'm going, okay, not a doubt in my mind. That all sounds like manipulation with other people's money of they're going to go. Because when they come in, that gives them the opportunity to do the manipulation, the same thing they did with silver and gold. They, you know, flash trade, they preempt the trade, they come in, they, you know, Goldman Sachs goes in, you put in an order, they run out, you know, sell it and buy it and sell it before in the microseconds to make more money and just bleed the system. And that is exactly what I see is going to happen with Bitcoin. Well, it's just a little bit, you know, that kind of thing. But I'm going, yep, it's just a bleed. This is, you know, Patrick Byrne and I were go on about this, you know, when we do shows. And it's a bleed on the system. Well, they know that, and they know that they can manipulate it enough, you know, because it's such a small market that they can manipulate it, and they can make bank. And with the ETF, it hadn't even got started yet. You want to see some manipulation on bank, it's going to go up and down and up and down, the volatility up and down and up and down. You watch. Now, being up and down all the way up to $1 billion, but it's going to go up and down for their benefit and not yours. It's going to be a bleed on the system from the people into these large financial institutions. That's my prediction for Bitcoin.
Yeah, but Ernie, you're upset over something that if Bitcoin Cash was as popular as Bitcoin, the same thing would be happening right now with the banks. Right, so
they would try.
And you're complaining about something that we have no control over.
Well, where's the ETF for Bitcoin Cash? Where's that?
Well, probably never, because these companies are smart enough to realize it makes no sense.
No, this is my point. This is the mile marker that I want to make sure that we're clear.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
USA News Update. When Congress returns from Easter recess next week, lawmakers may consider voting on further aid for Ukraine. House Speaker Mike Johnson mentioned during an interview on Fox News that the proposed supplemental aid includes funding not only for Ukraine, but also for Israel and the Indo-Pacific region. The White House defending President Biden's decision to recognize Transgender Day of Visibility on Easter Sunday.
So surprised by the misinformation that's been out there around this, and I want to be very clear. every year for the past several years on March 31st. Transgender Day of Visibility is marked.
Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre emphasized the president's commitment to unity and the rights of all Americans. And according to the IRS, millions of Americans will have the opportunity to file their taxes for free this year using the agency's new online filing program. John Schaefer, USA News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue them up. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
It's the Ernest Hancock Show. Where we're going, there aren't any roads.
Welcome back. Welcome back to Declare Your Independence with me, Ernest Hancock, on the Free Talk Live Network on Genesis. We're continuing our conversation with Tone Vase, TONEVAYS.com. Tone Vase is what could only be called a Bitcoin maximalist. This is the mile marker that I want to make sure that we're clear on. You are of the opinion that, one, the value of Bitcoin is an important thing for, because it's important. I know, because people want whatever they bought to be worth more. You know, yay. And to make sure that happens, they have more control on it. They have smaller blocks. They have higher transaction fees. The miners are happy. The hedge funds, the banks, they manipulate and do and kind of, you know, their little magic. You know, they get to make more money and, you know, go on vacations and private jets. Then you have the people that don't give a crap about what, you know, the government or corporations or Wall Street or banks say, or the between countries or corporations, of, I don't care, okay? I'm looking for people money out in the rural farmer community of bite me at the farmer's market, park and swap, paid the kid to mow my lawn babysitter money. That's what I'm looking for. Because I am of the opinion that 8 billion people transacting that kicks the living out of your hedge fund manipulated Bitcoin, in my opinion, okay? So that is what I'm willing to say right now. The one that cracks the currency trait of a cryptocurrency that starts to be embraced as being safe, secure, cheap, fast, when you do that, that is what's going to give it value. You're saying, no, Bitcoin of a store of value and country corporations of whatever, the central banking will give it that. Yes, it will go up, but it'll be manipulated, go up and down, up and down, up and down. Well, when you have people money, I see as much as you can separate yourself from control, which is why I believe that this is what's going to happen. I'm going to make this statement and see what you think. at some point, the United States and the hedge funds are already, I'm sure it's already being talked about, that they will make Bitcoin legal tender. Or it just turns into GoldmanSucks.gov coin, and it's going to be central bank digital currency, which will include Bitcoin, or it'll be Bitcoin, or some crap like that. Once they do that, they're going to have to make competing currencies illegal. They're going to get the use and the force of government. They're going to pass a law that's going to say all other competing unapproved cryptocurrencies are counterfeit. Do you anticipate that?
No. Well, no. But I don't anticipate the first part of your statement either, that the United States government and corporations are going to declare Bitcoin legal tender. I don't agree with that statement. But if that statement was to be true, I completely disagree with your follow-up statement that these other currencies would be made illegal. These other currencies today and into the future will be considered irrelevant. There's no reason to ban something irrelevant, which is why the U.S. government forgot to ban Bitcoin because they saw it as irrelevant, and now it's not, and now it's too late. So even though I think they still try to kind of ban it. So I think it's more likely that the U.S. government will try to ban Bitcoin in the future than to embrace Bitcoin. I don't see that happening. And trust me, no one in crypto, myself included, are worried about an altcoin taking over crypto. Because as you will see over the next decade, as Bitcoin Cash continues to not double in price every 4 years, mining on Bitcoin Cash will die. And what happens then? This is why I don't anticipate any crypto taking over medium of exchange. Your best bet is to, you know, bite the bullet, bite your lip, and try to use Lightning sometime later this year. And I think way
all
more...
Right, later this year. Crypto, I haven't heard that before. Okay.
Yeah, later this year.
Bitcoin or its evolution of a GoldmanSucks.gov coin legal tender approved by the Central Bank of Federal Reserve of whatever the hell. This is where I've been seeing this go because that was the intent. See, this is one thing philosophically when I look at they, them, those, or bad guys, or, you know, whatever, I just look, you know, what are they going to do? What laws do they pass? What are they capable of? Doesn't matter. You just look at what their intent is. Our intent is to starve everybody and give them, you'll own nothing and here's a happy shot. Okay? That's their intent. All right, well, then what are they going to do that? Well, they're going to need this, this, that, and you just sit there and look, and these are the things that happen to do that. Well, I look at Bitcoin and in cryptocurrency, what's they, them, those intent? Their intent is control. Their intent is, you know, social credit score. Their intent is to, you know, punish certain behavior and reward other behavior. That's their intent. So, all right, well, how are they going to do that? Well, you know, financial tracking is going to be definitely one of the mechanisms that they do that, and they want it for the masses or whatever. So they're going to centralize whatever it is and whatever digital currency they come up with. You have a digital currency that is the people's money. It's worldwide. They can't stop it. Bite me. We're over here. Well, damn it, we need to control that or make it illegal. We need to put people in jail, which they do on a regular basis. If you know, Free Talk Live's Ian Freeman spending years in jail because legally he had ATMs in New Hampshire. You know, New Hampshire didn't give a crap. You know, they set up their thing. The man doesn't care. You know, when Morpheus, Thomas Costanzo, went for trading at local Bitcoin kind of stuff because they got a guy to come in. Yeah, I'm a Russian heroin dealer, and I need to. He goes, I don't care. Here, oh, you sold it to me. Because, you know, he goes, you know, I didn't believe you. Russian heroin dealers don't go around telling you they're Russian heroin dealers. I mean, you know, this is, it's just so selective prosecution. It's targeting these people. When you had like Charlie Shrem and you had, what was it, BitInstant. I remember Eric Voorhees, you know, doing this and he left to go do, what was it, Coinapult or was that Panama and then Shapeshift or whatever. They keep chasing the people like him and Roger Ver that see it as a philosophical bubblegum money for the masses. That is always targeted because they want something they can manipulate, they can control, and the only way they can do that on this kind of scale is ETFs. So here you got the hedge funds going, that because I see their goal. Well, how are they going to, doesn't matter. Their goal is to control financial freedoms of the people. That is their goal. How do they do that? Well, they can do it a whole bunch of different ways, but guess what? They're going to do it, or they're going to try. And anything that bypasses or deviates from that is the enemy. You're not allowed. You can't. You're not. We've got to prosecute. We've got to flood people. We've got to fear uncertainty and doubt them. We've got to put them in jail. We're going to whatever, but they still can't stop it. But that doesn't mean Ross Ulbricht showing the Silk Road what you can do with it. Doesn't mean he's not serving three life sentences. So I, of course that's their intent. Of course. It's been demonstrated over and over and over throughout time. So I'm going, okay, what is the competition to that and why? It's just people being able to freely, privately, instantly, without somebody saying you can't, or surveilling a transaction to buy cucumbers, you know, so you don't go hungry, bow, bow, bow. This is what is the power. It's the decentralization of control. It is down to the individual control their life. It's for them to be able to make decisions and buy and sell and market without a mark of the beast or them watching you or incentives or punishment for not acting correctly. And that is their intent. Does Bitcoin help with that intent? So far, and it's just men are just lining up for that. So I have absolutely no use for that kind of position cryptocurrency that is being shoehorned into the legacy banking system with its surveillance and its manipulation of its price, for whatever reason. So I look for the alternative. Which one works? Which one fulfills the promise that they gave us back in the early days? You know what? This is what they said it was going to do. Then they made as an intent, an intentional act to not be that. And I'm like, well, screw you then. So we're looking for something else. Well, then there's different ways of doing it. One will, or more, and the more the merrier, as far as I'm concerned, that will be, you know, different exchanges. That's what Shapeshift with Eric Voorhees was all about. It was, you could transact between currencies and shift whatever, hardly cost anything. It was instant, done, worked. Man don't like that. Hell no. It is 2024. We're going into a war and 24 election. I mean, you know, here we go. We have the collapse of the Western dollar. We have, it's in turmoil. What cryptocurrencies provide an opportunity for what? For control? To replace the dollar? To get more social control on the people? To be able to manipulate whatever? And, you know, everybody all in, that's ours now. You know, is that where we're going? They're going to make it illegal, any competition to what they want? And they, them, those, you do ETFs and you get governments in, kind of, yeah, we're going to do it in hedge funds of Bitcoin. Guess what? They want it. They want the features of it. They want to be able to control it. Do they have that? Well, then there's going to be competition. And for the same reasons and the same way that they went after Bitcoin, and Patrick Byrne told me it was January of 16 or 19, I can't remember. It was after his lawsuit was settled, and he, you know, spent $32 million to win back $33 million or some crap like that. But he got discovery. Goldman Sachs, VP in France, you know, said, get on a plane, got to meet with you. What's it going to take? Get you here next day having dinner with him. And the VP of Goldman Sachs in Europe there goes, what's the role of our banking institution in the future of crypto? He goes, there isn't one. And they go, yeah, we kind of figured that out. Because they sent out, you know, four, five, six, you know, IT guys into the crypto space to figure out what the hell was going on. And like 5 months later, they come back and report to the board, and they go, we're screwed. It's over. There's nothing really we can do. You're not going to be able to beat them. So you might as well join them. Well, they are joined at the hip now. So I'm all right, where's the other side? Where's the not that? The not that. Well, I need bubblegum money. When that happens, that's going to be the battle. That's going to be, and I anticipate that they, them, those, and governments are going to target it, if not in, you know, language, but certainly in reality, as counterfeit, as a threat, as, you know, all of a sudden Bitcoin's not terrorist money anymore, but all the others are. You're going to start hearing that. And the reason is not because of anything about crypto. It's about the control of it. And when they attack all other cryptos and they embrace, you know, Bitcoin and maybe even Ethereum or something, and I can see that that's coming. And when it does, it's going to be a battle over people having the privacy of using the promise of crypto. And we're going to see that the promise of Bitcoin was abandoned. And Tone has admitted that. That is not a goal. For they, them, those, and big transactions, and governments, and even countries, comes out of his mouth, of using Bitcoin as a means of transferring value for whatever the hell, but not people money, or people store, or people privacy, or that. That has left that big giant open.
There is room for both. There is room for both.
You say that now until it competes with gazillions of dollars that they would make if it was. It's like abandoning the U.S. dollar. They're going to, you know, the U.S. dollar, the reserve currency, is going to shift to Bitcoin. And then for the exact same reasons, the exact same way, they're going to try and protect that reserve currency to the tune of doing a war. To the tune of having a mushroom cloud. And whether it's 10, 20, 30 years from now, it's a philosophical thing. And that's where you and I always part on this. The philosophy is you come at it from a banking, large, centralized, from the banking industry viewpoint, and you are rewarded for that position. And I'm on the other side going, that kind of control and manipulation is what it was supposed to stop. And until I get my bubblegum money that's secure and they don't need to know and can't see and suck it, you know, I don't feel that crypto has fulfilled the promise. But I think it will. And when that happens, I'm hopefully positioned in some of these other cryptos other than Bitcoin for that eventual explosion. That's what I'm counting on. Or just as a demonstration. I don't care. You know, I'm going to be living out in the desert growing whatever anyway. But this is the, before you go, I'll let you respond to that, get the last word on what you see the future with what I just said, what you think is going to happen.
Well, what I think is going to happen is the price of Bitcoin will rise this cycle.
Yep.
I am expecting over $100,000 this cycle, either this year or early next year. I expect more companies to purchase Bitcoin for their balance sheets. I expect more countries to start strongly considering purchasing Bitcoin for their balance sheets. I finally expect the Lightning Network to be usable by end of this year or next year, so I will actually start using it for a change as well. Because Bitcoin on-chain transactions are going to get more expensive. I'm ready for that. I expect that. And I still expect all these other altcoins to underperform Bitcoin because they're just not that useful. And average people just don't care. So Bitcoin is still the only cryptocurrency that you should be holding. If you want to transact in other currencies, you have to sell your Bitcoin, buy the other cryptocurrency, transact in that other cryptocurrency, so that you don't store it for a long period of time because it will lose you value. Just like the US dollar will lose value against Bitcoin, so will all of these other cryptos. And the friction that you will experience converting your Bitcoin into this other currency like Bitcoin Cash or Monero or Litecoin or whatever, that friction is going to cost you more money than just using Bitcoin at current transactions, but hopefully the Lightning Network will solve your bubblegum money problem. And the Lightning Network is more private, and it is decentralized. People that say that it's not are lying to you. They are just lying when they say that the Lightning Network is all centralized and it's evil, and it's just making fees for Blockstream. They are lying to you. They are lying to you so that you buy their token that they created and they control. So that's kind of what I see. And I see the U.S. government being very angry that Bitcoin exists. I don't see them embracing Bitcoin at all. And when the U.S. eventually splits into multiple countries and the dollar falls apart, probably within a decade, I think Bitcoin will take off as a global currency. And I pray that the Lightning Network can handle small transactions. Otherwise, each country will still have their own currency, but Bitcoin will be widely accepted alongside, but perhaps never be used for tiny bubblegum payments. And that's okay. That's not an evil world. It just means the technology of Bitcoin to give people freedom money and freedom savings and unconfiscatability is just too important to give up for bubblegum money.
Oh, no. I'm not for giving it up. You know, I'm for freedom of opportunities here. You know, I'm like looking in the future. Bitcoin does its whatever the heck they, you know, GoldmanSachs.gov coin, don't care. As long as they're not using the force of government to prevent other competing currencies that, of people that put their finger on the scale to say this is and this isn't. We've decided we went from this central plan to this central plan. I'm going, that is what I am of the opinion that whatever you just said, yeah, fine, peace, don't care. But when they use to try and benefit the miners, they benefit the investors, they benefit the hedge funds, they benefit the retirement company, they benefit the insurance company, they benefit the people that bought into that to increase theirs, they have to make, it's not enough that they win, but that you also fail. They want to make sure there isn't competition. It is just their intent. It's Rockefeller. Competition is a sin. You know, that is what I see. And when that happens, then I get to use my pronouns. I told you so. So I don't mind this pressure on this stuff. It's testing what they are and are not capable of doing. Can they stop some? Can they? Well, the only best they can do is go around fear, uncertainty, and doubt. You didn't pay taxes on this transaction, and you bought a thing, and where's our cut? And, you know, they start putting on your tax form, and it says, do you now or have you ever, you know, looked at a Bitcoin? You know, do you know what Bitcoin is? Have you ever had a cryptocurrency? Have you made? They ask you these questions just as a, I don't know, testing you or get you for perjury or something. They want a track. They want their cut. So I'm just, I can see this is the battle. And I'm glad you came on, Tone. We got to yak it and catch up. And, you know, it's always good to see you. But I just, this is the philosophical difference between Tone and I, that he sees it from a financial industry standpoint and the value of the Bitcoin, and I'm looking for the fulfillment of the promise of a crypto that is people's money, that it gets its value from people using it, from the ability to be bubblegum money. That is what I was promised. That's what I knew would change the world. That is what I advocate for. That is what I push. And to the degree that I even look at Bitcoin is just to see how more and more centrally controlled by price manipulation it is, which is exactly what's going on right now. They're going to turn it into paper, turn it into control. And I want to see what is the alternative and which one takes off. Because there's a bunch of them. You know, Bitcoin Cash is just one of them. You know, we got, because we're pirates, you know, we're all hard up pirate money. You know, or Monero, or whatever. You know, Dogecoin, just to give a middle finger to the man. You know, this is why I even talk about this at all. Because it's a really good example of what they, them, those really want to control. They want to control the flow of money. Guaranteed. And when the way to do that, they'll use Tone to argue whatever the hell, that it's got to be Bitcoin maximalism, because that's it, because we decided that's it. Okay, well, is it because of the currency aspect? We abandoned that. That don't matter anymore. Okay. All right. So now let's see what happens, Tone. You know, you got some big news. Let me know, will you?
Well, yeah, hopefully I'll come on in a year, and then we'll chat about it some more. In the meantime, all right, I do have to run. Follow me on all social media, Tone Vase. Unconfiscatable.com is our Bitcoin conference. I should announce the dates this week. And the financial summit, the dates are announced. It's 1 year from today in the Maldives for traders and other financial professionals. Unconfiscatable, as you're seeing right now on the stream, is the Bitcoin event in Las Vegas with a Bitcoin-denominated poker tournament.
Yeah, no, you don't invite me to come play poker. You just know I'll win, you know.
come hang out, Ernie. We'll turn you into a Bitcoin maxi.
So your next one, well, you just have one in the Maldives, you know, last week.
Unconfiscatable will probably be in September. This week, I got to figure it out.
All right. Thanks for coming on, Tone. It's good to talk to you and get your perspective. You know, we share a different perspective, but all we got to do is wait. You know, just wait. We'll see. And I'm thinking there's going to be a financial freaking reset of it. It's the great reset. You know, you'll own nothing. Here's your happy shot. No, by the way, we're going to be able to see what you're doing in your social credit score and where's your vaccine and did you register your guns? I mean, you know, along with your money. I mean, when they're tracking Visa transactions of what ammo you're buying and so on, I don't want to make it easier for them. Well, here it comes. And I'm looking for the other currency. That's what we're going to see. Which one has more value? Which one's more freedom oriented? And I'm saying freedom is practical. Freedom will increase its value, and the other may just crash along with all these other financial institutions, and we'll see what happens. Tone Vase, TONEVAYS.com. Tone Vase. Tone, thanks for coming on, man.
Thanks, Ernie. Always a pleasure. And I'll be back. You know I'm never going to turn down your show.
All right. Thanks, buddy. Peace.
Later, man. Oh, yeah. Yes, my hand.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.